Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. 22 years ago today, this radio program, American Dissident Voices, was born. Today, it is reborn. From 1991 to 2006, Dr. William Pierce and I were heard in offices, at camps in the woods, in automobiles, at kitchen tables, or on bedside radios, crackling through the airwaves via faraway AM and shortwave stations, or in the perfect fidelity of the Internet. With our call to racial loyalty, we were perhaps shocking millions, but certainly awakening thousands. Many of those American Dissident Voices broadcasts are still being heard today. Our message? The paramount importance of the survival and progress of our race, upon which everything depends and without which nothing matters. The fundamental biological, evolutionary, and racial nature of human life and of society. The true nature and identity of our enemies. And the application of these truths to every challenge facing us as a people. By telling the truth, without sugarcoating, about the dire plight of our race, and its potential for future greatness almost beyond imagining, we awakened uncounted souls from the depths of catatonic consumerism, from empty, childish religion, from phony, raceless conservatism, from deadly, anti-racial liberalism. I still receive letters from those whose lives I touched. And those we reached helped us reach more and more of our people and build the National Alliance, the most promising and most uncompromising organization for white people ever to exist on American soil. And we made some powerful enemies. To keep us off 50,000-watt shortwave station WRNO, organized Jewish groups boycotted the station and withdrew their advertising from it and its FM sister station. But Joe Costello, the station's owner, believed in free speech and kept us on the air, even though it cost him a huge amount of money. Then they outed Joe Costello as a so-called racist and published in their newspapers that he had given money to, horror of horrors, David Duke's political campaigns, trying in yet another way to ruin him financially. But Joe Costello would not bow down. American Dissident Voices stayed on WRNO for many years. Also defiant was the ownership and management of Clear Channel KXEL, an AM station that covered half of the United States and Canada at night. Pressure was applied to them again and again for months, but the ownership and management would not bow down, and our voice was still heard. The controlled media published editorials denouncing American Dissident Voices and KXEL in both countries, and Jewish groups even tried to get the Canadian government and the Washington regime's FCC involved. But the only thing that finally worked for them was for the enemies of free speech to out and out buy the station and then refuse to sell time to us. And that took a very long time. In the meantime, 20 states and 5 provinces got a weekly 50,000-watt Clear Channel dose of truth. Less inspiring, but still edifying, was the case of the Delano, California FM station that carried our show for a while. After a few weeks, though, the general manager of the station notified us that we were being canceled because, although he agreed with many of our positions, our failure to venerate God's chosen race was, quote, unscriptural, unquote, and a sin of such magnitude that it could never be forgiven, much less tolerated. Then there was the curious case of the two millionaire brothers who owned a powerful Los Angeles radio station and who put American Dissident Voices on the air for a month or so. The brothers personally called Dr. Pierce on the telephone after a few shows had aired, apologizing profusely and admitting that they knew that everything we were saying about race and the organized Jewish groups was true, but that if they continued to air the show, they'd have zero advertising revenue, and black rioters burning down the station and possibly the brothers' homes in very short order. When the Internet came into almost everyone's home in the mid-1990s, American Dissident Voices was there, with a bigger audience than ever and almost no way to shut us down. But the enemies of life play dirty, and they do not play by the rules, even their own. For example, it's not yet illegal for a racially conscious white man to run for governor or president. So David Duke was brought down, for a time, by other quasi-legal means. And it's not yet illegal for a racially conscious white man to broadcast and publish articles and radio shows that reach hundreds of thousands of people, with ratings that exceed those of some large establishment media outlets. So I too was brought down, for a time, by other quasi-legal means as well. The regime has used the same techniques of perjured testimony and corrupt law enforcement against countless good people and truth-tellers in an effort to prevent the revolution from coming. When the unworthy and the merely ambitious inherited the National Alliance name after Dr. Pierce's death, I kept American Dissident Voices alive and independent until the system falsely charged and imprisoned me and stole every material thing I had on this earth. ADV, as produced by the post-Pierce National Alliance, became moribund. Listenership dwindled and the broadcasts ended. Recently, even the National Alliance, no longer uncompromising and a shell of its former self, was effectively disbanded. Some have called for reforming the existing shell of the Alliance by an appeal to its board of directors, but that effort was doomed from the start. I doubt that even a single member received even the courtesy of a reply to their heartfelt calls for change. This situation is intolerable. On this, the 22nd anniversary of the first American Dissident Voices broadcast, a group of those who worked closely with William Pierce over many decades is gathering together to do something about it. Not only are we restarting ADV, we are reforming the National Alliance and building a headquarters and media center in a new redoubt in Dr. Pierce's beloved Appalachian Mountains. The National Alliance's longtime membership coordinator, former Green Beret Will Williams, will manage the new alliance. I will direct its media. Both we and others who will be assisting us behind the scenes worked closely with Dr. Pierce, some of us on a daily basis, for decades. It is time to be uncompromising again. Those who took the alliance in a big tent direction, hoping for quantity at the expense of quality, have all failed miserably. Excising the parts of Dr. Pierce's membership handbook that pointed out fundamental contradictions between Christian doctrine and the National Alliance worldview did not bring numbers to our ranks, nor advancement to our cause. The original membership handbook, the one actually written and approved of by Dr. Pierce, will be our starting point. The cosmotheist understanding of the purpose of the universe and the meaning of our lives, undergirded by reason and science, will be the basis of all our undertakings. None of this is to say that the new National Alliance will be a movement mired in the past, crystallized forever by whatever William Pierce's last utterance may have been on any topic. No. The world is changing, ever evolving, and so must our strategy and tactics also evolve. Even, and I hesitate to say this, but it is true, even the details of our understanding of our mission and our place in the universe may evolve as new facts come to light. But, like William Pierce himself, we who stood beside him, we who understood what he understood, we, as the only adults in a world of children, have the responsibility to educate and guide our people toward the light, toward ascending the upward path once again. We must never lose that vision. We must not base what we say and do on gaining popularity at the expense of our long-term goals and fundamental principles. There will come a time for single-issue front groups, for cooperation with other nationalists to achieve certain limited goals, for a modus vivendi with other races and nations, but never at the expense of the goal of white living space. Never at the expense of pretending to believe what we know isn't true. Never at the expense of allowing other opposed ideologies a place within the National Alliance leadership. It will be objected that we are but a handful of men, and that is true. But I was there when all the men and women who had promised to help Dr. Pierce build a new community had abandoned him, and membership was at an all-time low. One by one, Will Williams came, Fred Streed came, I came, Joe Price of Dresden fame came, and others of sterling character and generous hearts and inspired souls came together, and we made something great grow in those Appalachian hills. Something that whatever comes will never be forgotten. Great movements of national renewal always begin with a few trusted men gathering together to pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to a cause that is greater than themselves, to a future that requires devotion and action to come into existence. It will be objected that my reputation has been sullied beyond repair by the system's lies, and no one will listen to my words. But the reputations of the heroes of the 20th century, whether they were Europeans forced to fight for their lives against the regime in Washington, or Americans who tried to stop the slaughter and build a secure, confident, triumphant white America, have had their reputations cast into the mud as well. Yet history will vindicate them all. Rightly heard, their stories are inspiring stories of an unworthy enemy who cannot stand the light of day and who ruins lives with transparent, desperate lies when he fears his crimes are about to be exposed. Our new National Alliance will be the living embodiment of William Pierce's vision, based on his moral and religious principles and carried forward by those who gave up almost every material thing to make that vision a reality. Will Williams has been building the new offices and media center, and in the text version of this broadcast, I'll show you a picture of its current progress. I have set up a studio for producing this radio program again. Together, we have started an online community called White Biocentrism for those who are interested in educating themselves and their families. White Biocentrism may be found at whitebiocentrism.com. That's whitebiocentrism, all one word, .com. And we welcome supporters there who are willing and able to help us build a community. A community of strength and unity based on the racial and philosophical principles embodied in Dr. Pierce's work. White Biocentrism is not a free speech forum, however. It is not a place where agitators and naysayers may come to disrupt our growth and waste our time. It is a place strictly for genuine, authentic, serious, and decent white men and women to join us, grow in understanding, and help us expand our efforts and influence so that our people may survive the dark times ahead. I invite you who are hearing my words today, as we enter a new year of new possibilities, if you are serious about building a new nation and a new civilization, if you have severed every shred of your loyalty from the monster on the Potomac, if you believe as we do that the future is what we make it, if you believe that we are personally responsible for the nation our children and grandchildren and their great-grandchildren will inherit, and for the racial quality of those future generations, if you believe with us that no multiracial society can be a truly healthy society, if you believe that the first step in building our new nation is to raise the consciousness of others, I invite you to join us in this, not only the greatest undertaking of our lives, but of all the centuries our people have lived on this planet. Join us as we fulfill in reality the words which Dr. Pierce placed on the masthead of National Vanguard magazine. Toward a new consciousness, a new order, a new people. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the reconstituted National Alliance membership organization, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel, Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. That's National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel, Bloomery, Tennessee, abbreviated TN, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel, Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.